we were, of course, picking up fans, although we didn't know it at the time. A few people here and there that liked us, to a point preferred us to Budgie. We came out of the other end of that tour, which is only a short tour, but it was successful. So after we completed the initial tour, Dave Cork busied himself getting all sorts of work for us. And we did pick up gigs ourselves, local gigs, as it were. And we got into a very nice situation of working virtually every night. I would say on average we used to work 20 to 25 nights a month. There was no planning as such as to where the gigs were, or any routes or anything like that. I mean, literally one night we could be down in Penzance, as I remember it, and then across in Cromer, Lynx Pavilion, the next. From there you might go up to Inverness, and I'm not just sort of saying this as a wind-up, I mean literally up to Inverness, which was usually a two-day hike up through the Highlands and whatnot. And say, come back down for the marquee the next night. It went on month in, month out. Although you didn't realise it at the time, night in, night out, you were getting tighter and tighter. The band really sort of began to gel. All along, you're picking up fans. I mean, we had some pretty dreadful nights with Priest from a point of view of audiences, and we'd sort of come off stage thinking, you know, let's pack it in. This is just a complete waste of time. It's not the music of today. Not just myself. I think the whole band thought that we are never going to make it. You know, that Sabbath had already been and done the, you know, the heavy metal bit, although was it known as heavy metal in those days? I can't remember. I don't think so. Having not at that stage released an album, obviously we'd got no way of gauging how many people were out there that actually did like the band. We managed to get on the Reading Festival, which was the big festival of its day. The first band went on stage, I can't for the life of me remember their name, to total abuse. I mean, and they were literally bottled off stage. Things were being thrown, again, because it's the early days. I mean, there was no restriction on taking glass bottles into gigs. So they were literally thrown on the stage, and they had to come off. So we were all sitting in our caravan, our dressing room, and dreading, I mean, very, very nervous about going on stage, and everybody trying to put a brave face on, you know, and we went on. The place exploded. Rapturous applause. Thought we were wonderful. Couldn't go wrong. And we did, I think, a pretty good set. It went down, and I really think that was one of the major starting points for Judas Priest.